sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See, in trouble.
Welcome to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Oh. Out of the Berkshires, here in 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Super psyched. You know why? Because we are gonna have a great show. Wata. Today's show, we're gonna be calling Whiskey is for Drinking and Water is for Fighting. About the people of the village of Housatonic in the great town of Great Barrington, Western Mass. It's not just Flint. It's happening right here in the village of Housatonic in the beautiful Berkshires. It's not about just places over there or far away. It's right here in our own towns that it's hard to actually get water to people. That's really exciting. So, super psyched about that. We're actually going to be talking to Andrew Behrens, resident of the village of Housatonic in the town of Great Barrington, about what's it like to what's it like about their water. So stay tuned for that. Super psyched. We got a song coming up for you. Started off with No More Tears by Ozzy Osbourne. Because after crying for 50 years asking for water, they are out of tears.
Yeah. sat down on the patio to have a smoke. I didn't expect it to go where it goes, but it goes, and I know, yeah, I know that it goes. I am a sinner, you are an adequate inner, tubing down the river. We can do better still. Get home, you're alone. Grab your cell phone, call me up. We can Netflix and chill. We can do better still. 'Cause I know, yeah, I know. I am a sinner, you are an adequate inner, tubing down the river. I am a sinner, you are an adequate inner, down the river.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. We're having a show which we're calling Whiskey is for Drinking and Water is for Fighting, because the village people of Housatonic Village in the town of Great Barrington are fighting for their water. Finally, after years and decades of sketchy, if not wonky, water coming from the local service, is actually going to be, we're going to have someone talk to that today. Andrew Behrens, a resident of the village of Housatonic in the town of Great Barrington, he'll be sharing some of his own experiences and some actual statistics, both emotion and science, so a little bit of creative steam coming from Andrew, so he'll be coming a little bit later in the show, so stay tuned for that. And first up, we got a little bit of news from our friends at the Environmental Working Group, a little water news. There is a toxic mess. The Department of Defense is giving safe water only to areas with PFAS three times higher than the EPA limit. Whoa, wonder what that's all about. So let's get a unclear timeline could leave many households at risk from forever chemicals. This is from the Environmental Working Group in Washington. The Defense Department is under fire, or water, underwater, for a new memo. If revealing, it will provide clean drinking water only to communities polluted by the toxic forever chemicals at a level much higher than new federal limits. To qualify for safer waters, well owners must have a water supply three times more polluted than strict new federal PFAS drinking water limits allow. The September 3rd memo does not explain how or why the military chose the three times threshold, The arbitrary decision lets the Pentagon off the hook for supplying as much safe water as it would need to if it followed the stricter limits. So it would not be obligated to give safe drinking water immediately to communities near dozens of bases in at least 21 states where PFAS has been detected above the federal limits but below the 3x threshold. Good old-fashioned Department of Defense still dragging their feet after all this Camp Lejeune mess down in North Carolina. Camp Lejeune and the Marines. That's a big, big deal, and they still haven't learned their lesson. They're on the hook there for $2.5+ billion to pay for all sorts of medical and other financial issues that came from that poisoning. So, again, Department of Defense, come on! Come on. Okay, so you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
As Mark Twain once said, you know, whiskey is for sipping and water is for fighting. And there's going to be a lot of fighting about this before it's done.
Open on Sundays. Word travels fast, wheels turn slow. Yeah, working hard and living right is the only life we know. Friday night football is king. Sweet tea goes good with anything. If fireflies come out when the sun goes down. Nobody eats till you say amen. And everybody knows your mom and them. You can see who loves who for miles around. In a water tower town. Well, your friend's a friend, and your word's your word. And our pickup trucks, they ain't for looks, they're made for work. Corn grows high, crime stays low. There's little towns everywhere where everybody knows. Goes good with anything, and the girls come out when the sun goes down. Nobody eats till you say amen, and everybody knows your mom and them. You can see who loves who for miles around in a water tower town. With anything, peace and quiet makes such a beautiful sound. Nobody eats till you say amen, and everybody knows your mom and them. You can see who loves who for miles around in a water tower town. Yeah, in a water tower town.
Whoa, that was amazing. Thank you, Sarah Lee Guthrie and Arlo Guthrie, sailing down our golden river. That was Alive from the More Together Again album. And there are some local water heroes right there. And folky folk. Gotta love the good old Guthries. And then you got Water Tower Town. Which Housatonic is an amazing village with a water tower. So a little bit of Scotty McCreery from Clear as Day album. And before that, a one-hit wonder, Snow House, with Housatonic off the They Don't End Pretty. And we started off the entire show, and so it flows with No More Tears by Ozzy Osbourne, because the folks in Housatonic have been dealing with water issues for quite some time, and they're out of tears. So a little bit more. You're listening to WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 on your dial as you're driving through or listening from home in the Berkshire, Central Berkshire region. You can catch us in Lenox and parts of Great Barrington and Stockbridge, over in Pittsfield, even over the hill in New Lebanon. They got water lovers over there, but you could also, and you could also listen to us on most of your favorite audio podcast channels. Everything from Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music. You could listen to us on Podyssey, Podcast Addict, and you could also listen to some of our songs on Spotify. By going to the And So It Flows playlist, the only playlist of all water songs from here and all around the world, bringing water-loving listeners really some cool things to get their water juju up so they can really just love their water, bring water into the culture. And we're going to be bringing more water into the culture when I have a extraordinary guest, Andrew Behrens. He'll be coming to us in just a couple of minutes. Super excited to do that and bring some of the story of the village of Housatonic and the village people there and how they're dealing with water supply issues. Really the truth. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And according to our friend Benjamin Franklin, when the well is dry, we know the worth of water. Good old Benjamin Franklin. And perhaps the village and town folks now know the value of water. And not only that, the town of Great Barrington is starting to make some steps to actually rectify this issue, and people are counting on the select board of Great Barrington to do something about this. It's been known long enough, and it's time to take some action, according to Andrew Behrens, who'll be with us momentarily. But before we do that, another tune brought to you by good old-fashioned Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
You were my sun, you were my earth. Took a chance, made of a plan, but I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down. No, you don't have to say what you did. Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone? they say that some things are better left unsaid. He doesn't like you, only talk to him, and you know it.
Don't act like you don't know it.
And all of these things people told me keep messing with my head. Should have picked honesty, then you may not have thought it.
Don't have to say
what you did.
I already know.
I'm
counting up from him. Now there's just no chance.
You and me,
you and me. I'll never be.
And don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone? Now tell me you need me. Can you call me on the phone?
Can you call me on the phone?
Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused with some other guy.
Not like them, baby.
Bridges go burn. Now it's your turn.
It's your turn
to cry.
So tell me
your rhythm.
Go on and just
tell me your rhythm.
Go on and just
tell me your rhythm.
The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving.
Don't have to say what you did.
I already know.
I'm
counting up from him. There's just no chance.
You and me.
You and me.
Don't it make you sad about it? Go on and just
tell me your rhythm.
Baby, go on and just
tell me your rhythm.
You can go on and just
tell me your rhythm. Tell me your rhythm.
You're listening to And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. The damage has been done. Do you want everyone to leave the village of Housatonic? I don't think so. It's time to correct. Course correct. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, the podcast and show that brings you the culture of water. Straight from the water-loving Berkshires, the cultural capital of the world, the water cultural capital, that is. So in the meantime, we got Andrew Behrens waiting in the wings. So psyched to have you here, and he's gonna be having a great time sharing a little bit about his story. So stay tuned, and don't forget to tell all your friends about And So It Flows, the world's only show for H2O, here at 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Yeah, and you're here with And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. We're at WTBR FM 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio, the center of water culture here and around the world, coming straight from the hills of the Berkshires. And I'm really excited to be here today with Andrew Behrens. Andrew is a resident of the village of Housatonic, which is on the Housatonic River. It's a beautiful village within the town of Great Barrington. And Andrew's going to be sharing a little bit about what's it like dealing with Housatonic and Housatonic Waterworks, which is the privately held company providing access to water for the residents of Housatonic. So Andrew, thanks for being here. You want to say hi to our water-loving listeners around the world.
Thanks, Leslie. I appreciate it. You giving us a chance to talk about our story. It's a unique story, but I don't think it's definitely a special story, but I think it's probably one that a lot of water works around the country are going to experience shortly.
So tell people, you've been living in Housatonic. You've been having a residence there for how many years?
Since 2005.
Okay. That's great. It's definitely not an old timer, but definitely you've been here more than a decade, so you've had the experience of the Berkshires. And what is it that you're dealing with there in Housatonic? Like, what's the complaint? Go ahead.
Sure. Well, it's a private water company that runs the water to the village. The village represents about 20% of the population of Great Barrington. The other 80% of the population is served by a town water system. It's a semi-private, but it's actually owned by the town and governed by the town indirectly. So it's a minority in Great Barrington, and the water has really varied in quality. There have been a number of infractions with carcinogens in the water, haloacetic acids. The part that really, I think, upsets most of the residents is that, especially this summer and two summers ago, the water's been brown. You know, it's tea-colored water. You really can't use it for much of anything. You know, you can use it to flush your toilet, but then your partner thinks that you didn't adequately flush the toilet. They come in. You can't drink it. You can't bathe your kids in it. You really can't cook in it. You can't wash clothes. So it's been a real challenge, and it sometimes it goes all summer, but it can be very unpredictable. And so a lot of the residents have fought back and tried to avoid paying because they don't feel like they're getting the product that they are paying for. They don't feel that the governing agencies, the DEP, the DPU, or the board in Great Barrington have adequately represented them. And the company has taken over 20 residents to small claims court, where the magistrate judge has unilaterally decided in favor of Housatonic Water Works 100% of the time. They recently just went through a rate increase, so they're actually going to increase the rates quite a bit, almost 20% this year, almost 100% over the next 4 years. And so people are pretty upset that they're paying for water. Well, they've been paying for water they can't use, and now they're going to be paying more for it.
So that's great. That's all good. Let me just stop you quickly. For folks who are not in Massachusetts, DPU is Department of Public Utilities, correct? And then DEP is Department of Environmental Protection. These are both Massachusetts, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, state agencies. And the funny thing you're talking about there is, you know, the rate increase. So 20%, you could get it if the service was good or you could get quality product. And then next year, 100%. So you're almost paying double, 2.5 times, or 2.25 times, let's say, twice as much. Let's stick with that. For water that's, at least if it's not wonky, it's downright horrible. Now, the brown of it, is it more of a Foster's Lager brown or a more of a, you know, what's that, ale, like that dark ale that you get? Like, or is it
Newcastle?
More of a Bustelo brown? You know, like, yeah. How brown does it get?
Well, it varies, but I would say that a lot of the residents have water that looks like maybe Newcastle brown ale, you know, not quite as dark as Guinness, although there are some pictures that people have set where they've tried to bathe their kids. And
Guinness, you know, is pretty brown, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yes.
In the Spanish community, they have Bustelo for coffee, that's pretty brown. And then you have like a Malta, which is like a malt without the liquor part, so it's more of a sugary drink, but that's also brown. So this is pretty brown water, so muddish sometimes, you could relate to. So what's that like when it comes out your faucet? Like, what does it, like, you, let's say you have a guest in the house, and they're there for the weekend. What do they think?
They want to check out of the house and go somewhere else. I mean, it's like I said, you see it in your toilet, and it looks like somebody hasn't flushed the toilet very well. You see it, you can't wash your clothes. It's pretty sobering, and it really renders the water, I think, unusable for most conditions that people use water for. And you certainly would not want to drink or cook with it, but it goes beyond that. And the Board of Health considers it a nuisance. We can talk a little bit about that. They've recently issued an order to correct. A lot of the citizens have been asking the Board of Health for a number of years to get involved, and they kept deferring to these two state agencies you talked about. But finally, enough of the citizens and the select board also asked the Board of Health to get involved, and they issued an order to correct, which is what we're dealing with now.
Yeah, and then there's a second meeting for the Board of Health. I was there at the first one last week, and then there's a second meeting because according to the meeting I was there, there was slightest bit of pushback from the attorney for the water supply company. They actually pushed back a little, and the town of Great Barrington decided to stay the order until a second meeting. So there's a second meeting happening. This is airing on Tuesday tomorrow, which will be today tomorrow, but it'll be Tuesday the 10th of September in the town of Great Barrington, having a second meeting on this. So let's say, okay, so you originally came from another area, I think New Jersey or somewhere, but there are people who have been living in Great Barrington for generations. You're saying residents there include carpenters. What else?
A lot of electricians, plumbers. One of the guys on the select board is an electrician. It is, Southern Berkshire has become very expensive because a lot of second homeowners live there. There's a lot of culture and art there, so it attracts people. And Housatonic Village has kind of remained predominantly local. There's a lot of people that are very important to the Berkshires that live there because the housing is somewhat affordable. But unfortunately, with that housing comes this dirty water that's, a very unpleasant experience.
Yeah, and it's like a double whammy because also the Housatonic River runs through it, which, is a beautiful, beautiful river, except don't eat the fish. So this is remarkable. And for those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And I'm here speaking with Andrew Behrens. Andrew is a resident of Housatonic with his family, as well as a customer of Housatonic Waterworks, which has actually been supplying some wonky water over the last, some say recently, but some say decades, depends on who you talk to. You were mentioning just before a little bit of some of the statistics of their financials. Why don't you go through that briefly?
Yeah, and I think it's relevant, Leslie, because like you mentioned, that Board of Health meeting, the owner, Jim Mercer, was there with his attorney, and they were painting Housatonic Waterworks as a victim of this Board of Health order, which, is going to be a significant financial burden on the company to supply bottled water to the residents, to do random testing, which, a lot of us have been asking for many years. But I just want to give you some numbers and let your viewers decide who are the actual victims here. So the company services about 800 accounts. The revenues are $690,000 a year. And this is all from the 2023 financial statements. Of that $690,000, $277,000 goes to salaries, predominantly the two owners of the company. Jim Mercer and his 80-plus-year-old father are the only two full-time employees. They had $82,000 in office supplies. Let me say that again, $82,000 in office supplies. This seems to be...
That's actually a lot of paper clips. That's all.
Yes.
Yeah. Go
and, that's not just this year. So that seems to be every year as a pretty standard cost. 37,000 in legal, 61,000 in insurance, and then 82,000 in miscellaneous expenses, you know, which are not really itemized. And that's also something that's fairly consistent year over year. So the company is operating very thinly or at a loss, but that's out of their choice. I mean, they have decided to allocate a lot of expenses, either directly or indirectly, to the owners of the company. Here are some more statistics in terms of the infrastructure. They have five operating pumps, ranging from 1940. There's another one in 1942. This is when they were originally purchased, 1953, 1977, and 1984. So we're dealing with some vintage equipment here.
Yeah, that hasn't been replaced. 40 plus to 80 plus years old. This is the greatest generation of water infrastructure. You know, you had mentioned Housatonic's in Berkshire County, and I live right next to Berkshire County. The bottom line is, there seems to be this great museum called the Norman Rockwell Museum, and there's this show currently that is dignifying Mad Magazine and the people who created Mad Magazine. And there was this character, Alfred E. Newman, and one of his sayings was, if it wasn't so funny, it would be sick. So this is actually kind of funny. So they have so much money for paper clips and copy paper in their office supplies, and who knows what else, envelopes. But you're also looking at doubling the rates and giving at the same time a wonky product. So if it wasn't so funny, it would be sick. Like, what else can they do to throw dirt in the face of the residents?
Well, this is also from that independent engineering report called ACOM. And they recommend that 2% of the distribution system, and that's the pipes, 2% of the distribution system should be replaced every year, so that the system is upgraded every 50 years. And that's the recommendation of ACOM. And then the report says, the only known pipe replacements that have taken place within the distribution system were completed in the early 1990s in response to low pressure areas. These improvements represented 16% of the total piping within the system. The remainder of the system is likely unchanged from when it was installed, some of it which was in the late 1800s.
Wow.
So we're dealing with a very old, neglected, you know, what I think is neglected, a water system. It says it consists of old cast pipes, most of which are presumed to be unlined. And then nearly 13% of the system consists of asbestos cement material. So the pipes run through it. My understanding is the pipes run through this asbestos cement material. And if the pipes actually start deteriorating, the asbestos can actually get into the water. And, you know, asbestos is obviously a known contaminant when it's when you breathe it in, but it's also thought to be a carcinogen when it ends up in your bile ducts of your liver. So this is really concerning. And again, I go back to, you know, the company saying that they're the victim here. I don't think that these statistics, you know, the facts would suggest that the company is the victim, but maybe the village is the victim. And the victim, you know, it's a monopoly. There's no other place to get water unless you're lucky enough to have a well or you want to dig a well. There's limitations for that. You know, and then, you know, you got the DPU authorizing an increase in rates, which is going to double the cost of the water over the next 4 to 5 years. You know, this is to replace or to put a filter in at the beginning of the system, you know, and that's the hope, is that that cures the brown water. But I think there's a lot of questions whether that's going to work, especially given how old the distribution system is. A lot of the residents, you know, some of the officials think that the pipe system may be contributing to the dirty water, and that needs to be replaced. I mean, that needs to be replaced no matter what. But
quick question. Has anyone actually taken a look at what the estimated cost would be to correct the system to current levels of actual legitimacy?
Over $30 million is what the ACOM engineering company estimated.
So I guess they have to buy fewer paper clips and coffee cups.
You know, that's right.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of decrease in office supplies. So all joking aside, for those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to And So Is Flows, the only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. We're here at 89.7 Berkshire Community, Pittsfield Community Radio here in Pittsfield, the center of the water conversation here in the Berkshires and all around the world. Listen to us on podcasts. Find our Spotify playlist, Water Songs by the same name, And So It Flows. Search for us. Share. I'm here with Andrew Behrens. We're coming to the end of a brief conversation regarding what's going on in the village of Housatonic and Housatonic Water Works. What is it that people can do? How can they make a difference here? We're talking about Great Barrington, the home of some of the wealthiest people in the world when their second homeowners come in here. And they, the whole town, you know, it's not just Flint that has nasty water. It's Housatonic Village as well. First question before I go any further, has it also impacted real estate transactions in the village of Housatonic? Have any real estate transactions fallen through because of this?
I've heard, you know, I've heard from some of the residents that they have been unable to sell their houses. You know, some people actually bought houses and were not told about the water quality issue. So I don't know what the, you know, the real estate commission has to, you know, what they have to disclose. But I think it has definitely impacted, you know, the real estate transactions.
Wow. So it hits the pocketbook, and it doesn't hit the pocketbook of the actual company providing the wonky water. So, okay. So if people want to get involved, what can they do? How can they participate in this fight for water in Great Barrington?
Well, I think it's, you know, again, it's Housatonic represents about a fifth of the population of Great Barrington. We have been asking the town of Great Barrington for, you know, 10 years or more to acquire Housatonic Waterworks, because I think the village has lost complete faith in the current owners of the waterworks. It's privately owned. There is going to be, you know, that part of this engineering survey that I cited is evaluating what it would cost so that the town knows what they're getting involved in. But it's going to come down to a vote. And it's already, you know, they already went through a citizens petition where over two thirds of the people at the town meeting voted to acquire the waterworks. But it's going to come probably down to an official vote. And, you know, the costs will be significant. The $30 million or so will be over a number of years. There will probably be some preferential grants, federal as well as state. But at the end of the day, it's going to take the town of Great Barrington citizens, the other 4/5, to endorse this acquisition. And you know, this has been going on a while, and there's a history with the owners of the waterworks. There was a town dump a number of years ago that the town ended up paying a lot of money for. So there is already a, you know, history dealing with the owners of this private water company. That people are a little concerned with how this transaction is going to transpire. So I think, you know, for your broader listening audience, I mean, you know, Great Barrington was one of the first electrified cities in the country, the downtown. A lot of the infrastructure is very old. And so what we're seeing in Housatonic may just be the tip of the iceberg. I think you're going to see a lot of especially places where the private water companies have not adequately maintained the infrastructure, this 2% every year for 50 years, I think you're going to see this start to happen in more places than just Housatonic Village. So I think we need to be prepared and be willing to pay for something that ultimately we used to just take for granted. I mean, just because, you know, you can't see what's going on under the ground doesn't mean that there's some bad things that could be ending up in your water. So I think people need to start becoming very aware, and it's shows like yours, I think, that are helping people, you know, become more familiar with how bad this is and how bad it could possibly be.
Yeah. So thanks for sharing, Andrew. Is there a Facebook group for this fight back and forth, a little puppy dog in the, give me that brown water, he said.
No, we feed him bottled water.
Now, is there a Facebook group that people could chime in on if they wanted to and ask to join?
Yeah, there's a Housatonic Neighbors one that's pretty much open, I think. And then there's a private one that's pretty much limited to people in Housatonic Village. You know, you can go through the administrator and see they have let some people in that are not in the village that, you know, they're interested in getting involved. But it is, yeah, it's a fairly active site, as you can imagine, especially over the last few months.
Yeah, so yeah, good on you for, you know, raising some ardor, there's a saying, I think it's from, what's his name? I forget his name. Anyway, the saying goes like this: whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting. And I think we got Mark Twain, I think, said that. You coined that phrase. And thanks for putting up the fight for water. And thanks for joining And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And those of you just tuning in, just had a great conversation with Andrew Behrens, part of a group of citizens in the village of Housatonic in the town of Great Barrington, in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, standing up for water and leading a fight for good municipal water supply. And thank you so much for all you provide.
Yeah, thank you, Leslie, for giving us the opportunity to tell people our story. I think it's ironic that we're in Massachusetts, home of the Tea Party, and our water looks like tea, and they're certainly taxing us quite a bit to pay for this water we can't use for many things. But hopefully things will get better. We've had a few victories in the near term, and we're looking for the momentum to continue.
Okay, great.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Another thanks to Andrew Behrens, who is one of the many, many residents of the village of Housatonic in the great state/commonwealth of Massachusetts. And perhaps Massachusetts can lead the way in water restoration and water regeneration, not just here, but around the world. So take that. Again, my name is Leslie. I am your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. We're here at 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Now a really cool poem called I Told the Water by Tarfia Faishula.
I told the water, you're right. The dead are broken sidewalks we try to avoid. Told it the map of you folds into corners small enough to swallow. I told the water, you only exist because of thirst. Beside your glistening membrane, I lie face down in dirt. The first time my father threw me into you, I was hieroglyph, a wet braid caught in your throat. I knew then how war was possible, the urge to defy gravity, to disarm another. I knew then I would live to be your mirror. You, graveyard of windows, you black-eyed barnacle. I told the water, last night I walked out onto the ice wearing only my skin because you did not tell me not to.
That was Tarf. Tarfia Faishula, and she actually put that together in 2018, 4 years after the Flint fiasco, and that water stuff is still going on today. Thank you, Tarfia, for putting that together, and thanks for the Poetry Foundation, and thanks also for PBS for making that available on SoundCloud. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Join us again next week when we have another conversation regarding Housatonic and the village water people. Next up, a little Fish Heads. Oop. I'll go back to fish heads here. Oh, nope, 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 nope. Not that one. Nope, not that one. We gotta love. Oh, we already heard that one. So, got. Here we go.
Heads, roly poly fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, roly poly fish heads.
The morning, laughing happy fish heads. In the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Ask a fish head anything you want to. They won't answer, they can't talk.
They don't play drums.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Roly-poly fish heads are never seen drinking cappuccino at Italian restaurants with Oriental women.
Yo, so thanks again for tuning in. A little bit of water, and so it flows. Tune back in next week, and follow us on podcast, and so it flows.